In collaboration with the global internet user community, the ALAC shall reiterate the link between the fundamental rights of internet users and the public interest. The phrase, the fundamental rights of internet users, is the new text.
Thank you, Dave. And just a reminder, why this term specifically?
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques. Because there were many objections to the fact that saying just rights or the public interest, etc., a certain number of notions needed to be elaborated on. So in order to avoid that difficulty, I suggested, and it was accepted in the drafting team, that we should create a link between the fundamental rights of internet users and the public interest. So it's less questionable because there's a corpus of international law and texts which all treat of public interest, but also of rights. So linking the two, I thought, was a way of going around this difficulty.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. And of course, there was a question before with digital rights, etc. I'll give first precedence to ALAC members, and then I'll hand the floor over to you. Evan Lipovich.
Thanks, Olivier. I just wanted to support what Jean-Jacques is saying. Because the term public interest has been so charged and loaded and difficult to nail down, one of the few objective criteria we have for defining it, in fact, is based on rights. Thank you.
Thank you. Please, you have the floor, if you could introduce it.
Thank you. Rita, I'm a newcomer. Well, the difficulty, in fact, is not with the public interest. It's with the fundamental rights. Does it refer to any basic text in the internet context or in ICANN? What does it mean, a fundamental right?
Thank you for this. Jean-Jacques, would you be able to provide
to human rights?
To answer this specific question, there are several things which are not necessarily national law. When I mention the word corpus of legal texts, I avoided the word laws because that is national. Now, there are things going from national laws to merely recommendations or best practices guides. For instance, the Council of Europe guide on or to internet user rights is one of the very important references. And of course, for fundamental rights of the internet users, they are spoken of in many of these texts. So I had started off by mentioning some of these texts, but then for the sake of clarity, it was asked that I take away, at least in this text, the references or the URLs.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Leon Sanchez?
Thank you, Olivia. This is Leon Sanchez. Just to further clarify to the question of the gentleman, we have to remember that laws are technologically neutral. They rule conducts and not media. So one of the outcomes of Net Mundial document was that we should protect fundamental rights on the offline space and the online space. So this tends to make that linkage between documents, as Jean-Jacques suggested. And, well, fundamental rights are fundamental, either they are in the digital environment or in the physical environment.
Thank you very much for this clarification. Seeing no one else wishing to comment on this, I think we can move on to the next one. This one is fine. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave and Anne. Point number 13, just a small change to insert the word that, so that its ICANN should ensure that its beginner guides are easily accessible. Point 15, a slight rewording of the point. Yeah. So the text now reads, ICANN should offer a process similar to the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, CROP, but applicable to short lead time requests not related to travel.
If I could just announce, so Alan has to go. He will provide me with his proxy for the vote. Correct?
Yes.
Duly recorded. No objections? No. Recorded. Okay, thank you. Sorry about this. Thank you, Dave.
So, so point 15 was, that was the change made. I don't know if there's any.
Thank you, Dave. Eduardo Diaz.
Eduardo Diaz, for the record. I'm just curious what a short lead time request is that is not related to time to travel. Thank you.
Dave.
Thank you, David Antilaxing. So the idea is that instead of the background behind this was that ACs and SOs can only apply for a short period before the physical financial year, and they submit the budget request, and ICANN Finance approves or disapproves. And the thing is that you really cannot make any more budget requests. What this is saying is that we should have a similar system, similar to CROP, where we can apply for budget requests not related to travel.
Thank you, Dave. I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so this one looks fine as well. Let's proceed to the next one, please.
Yes.
Oh, one moment, sorry. Apologies. Tijani Benjema, I have not called your name. Now I have. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Dev, it is not clear in the sentence that it is about budget. So when you read it, it is like if you are speaking about programs where there is no funding at all. So we have to put something about the budget or about the funding. Thank you.
Thank you for this very valid point. We actually touched on this yesterday and wondered whether we should keep a specific pointer to budget or to funding or to something. There was a concern with regards to the ALAC always wanting to obtain funds to go and enjoy themselves and go on the London Wheel and Thames cruises, as we're doing at the moment, as you can see, this sort of stuff. Tijani?
So if it is the case, we had better remove the point because it doesn't have any meaning if we don't. It is about budget. It is about funding. So if we don't precise it, we had better remove it.
Thank you, Tijani. Dave?
Well, I've just updated it to say short lead time budget request, not related to travel. Would that make it?
We note approval from Tijani. Any other comments? Proceed forward, Dave, please.
Okay, and in the final paragraph.
There was Heidi Orish wanted to. We're looking at all the points. We're looking at all the points which are changing.
Okay, just can we go? This is Heidi, for the record. Can we go back to the final bullet point, please, with the RALO meetings?
Back up.
And just a suggestion, you might wish to change meetings to general assemblies.
This is Dave. You're referring to point 17.
Let's see Olivia speaking. Point 17, ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO meetings either at ICANN regional offices or in concert with regional events. The idea is to replace meetings with general assemblies.
Just assemblies. Sorry, Cheryl, for the record, just assemblies would allow you to not necessarily do the business that is restricted to a general assembly, but you could do other things. Assemblies would work there.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And I also have a concern with regards to the use of general assemblies, which, as you said, in some of the RALOs requires a very, very specific agenda and approval of the agenda. So ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies either at ICANN regional offices or in concert with regional events. Back to you, Dave.
Okay. Just lost my. Thanks. One final amendment was made to the ending closing paragraph. In the last sentence, the sentence now reads, the ALAC is pleased to convey to the leadership of ICANN and to its global community its eagerness to fully assume its role in achieving this objective.
Any comments? All fine? Okay. Jean-Jacques, would you like to say a few last words?
No, it's not last words. It's just about this last paragraph, but it's not last words. I hope to be alive this afternoon. No, just a word of explanation why this text, the whole declaration, doesn't end on minimum participation requirements. I thought that for the strength, the effectiveness, the impact of such a declaration, we had to put something more political and more visible. That's why I had suggested this wording, which was greatly improved by my colleagues and also by the floor. And at the last moment, I added two in red here, just for grammatical purposes.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And so this is the list of all of the amendments, friendly amendments, to be made to this declaration. I understand that we now have a document that is ready to be voted on. Just as a reminder, a couple of things. First, we have the declaration. Then there is a second document that will be tied to this one, which is the thematic group reports that have been submitted. They contain editorial amendments that are related to the issues of language and some of the recommendations not making sense, inadequacies and things with regards to circular, badly formed sentences and stuff. But anyway, so the second document is going to be attached to this one as an appendix. We have a couple of things to do. Staff has to check whether we still have a reference in this declaration to the executive summary. A global search should be able to do that. If you just put executive, you'll be able to find this, and that's quite easy. You go to edit and do that. That's the first thing. The second thing, there needs to be a slight amendment of the formatting, section numbers, subsection numbers, etc. Justification of the text, etc. Heidi, will you or your staff or someone be able to do this?
This is Heidi. I'm hoping that Dev, Ariel, and myself can work on that together.
This is Dave. Sure.
Thank you very much, Dave. And yes, I mean, this, as you can see, this is an online tool, so several people will be able to work on it. Before we move forward with just the ratification of this declaration, I wanted to thank the drafting team, and not only the drafting team, of course, over the weeks, the groups, the thematic group, who've worked extremely hard, a lot of recommendations. I don't know how many there are in total, but it's much more than I thought there would be, and certainly way more than in Atlas One. The other thing was the final editorial team, as one would call it, who remained until, I think we have to put this one to the record, close to 4 a.m. last night, and at 7 a.m. they were in the room to present the results. So really well done. Well done, everyone. And so, Alberto Soto, you wanted to say a word? The only problem, you'll have to say it in English, we've lost interpretation, so.
In the 17th point is, I think, General Assembly. Please. 17.
It's Assembly.
It should just say Assembly.
Thank you. Does it still say General Assembly?
It says Assemblies.
17, yeah. We kept it as assemblies because if we said, it's Olivier speaking, if we said general assemblies, it would mean a specific structure for the meeting, and they might wish to meet for other reasons than to hold a general assembly. So that's fine. It's good. At least you're watching, you're listening. It's very good. You're alert. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to need a proposer for this. All the hands. No. Save some of yourselves for the seconders.
I propose Raf Fatani for the record.
Biran also at the back.
Can I just say the ALAC?
I think that what we might wish to do, if I could ask, Alan has left, so I'm not quite sure whether that is possible, but since I have the Queen of Procedure next to me, could the ALAC be proposing it, and could the ALAC second it? Or does that do a clash because the ALAC can't be proposer and seconder?
If you're doing it as a motion, you could have an individual propose and the ALAC second, and therefore...
So I was going to suggest one thing, that the chair proposes and that the ALAC seconds, less the chair, of course, or we could do it where the ALAC proposes and the chair seconds. Okay, so the chair proposes the declaration for ratification, and the ALAC less the chair seconds.
Hey, hey.
By acclamation.
And what you're doing is endorsing. You're endorsing this document. Well, that was simple.
That was simple. That was great. That was great. Thank you, everybody. This really is a milestone. I look forward to being able to hand this over to Steve Crocker this afternoon, the chair of the board, at the beginning of the board meeting. It's going to be a momentous moment. Did I just say that? Okay. It's a momentous moment now.
Tautology.
Momentous, memorable. It's a memorable moment now. And the great thing is, you know, we've got it all on the record, and it really is great to see all of you. And having had all the input from our ALSs, I'm very, very proud of them. So I think that with regards to deliverables, as far as I'm concerned, tick the box. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to our staff. Thanks to the interpreters, of course, but one of the dangers with running and basically working like this is that you tend to get everyone to run out of the room, so the interpreters are exhausted. The audience is exhausted as well. We had a lot more people at the beginning. The only people that have remained behind are the IT and tech staff, I think.
Yes.
And also we have to thank meeting staff for not kicking us out. I understand there's about 6 juggernaut trucks waiting outside, 150 people, and they're all waiting to take this room apart. So let's run before they do it. Thanks very much. This call is now adjourned. Goodbye, everyone. Woo! Goodbye. And see you in Los Angeles.